but just have a sort of, you know, good working relationship with and can just be like, so what do you think about this? You
mm-hmm,
know?
Mm-hmm, and, absolutely. Yeah.
But then other times, like with this song, I mean, I was just sort of like, I just at the time was just like, I just don't know about this song.
You needed someone else to take the reins.
I really did.
And be like, let me show you.
Right. Yeah. It's a little more of a, you know.
Yeah. No, wrong.
Yeah. Let me show you. And I told this guy absolutely nothing as far as what to play, and he just rocked it out. I mean, he just did
Kudos
a good bombastic.
To Josh. Yeah.
Because their style is a little more, it's somewhat more laid back and maybe a little on the emo side in a good way, you know. For them to come out and him just do this like sort of I mean, he
awesome.
Knows he's seen me play some too, so he's like, yeah, I get
and now
your
how far back do you and Josh go? Is he...
We go back about 6 or 7 years.
Okay. Yeah. all right so
but it's funny because he's originally from Maine and we were in Boston at the same times and didn't even know that we were there. So
that's so funny.
You know how that stuff is. Sometimes things are a little. Ooh.
Yes, right. We were like, I think I maybe should have seen you at some
point. Yeah,
we probably did.
Yeah, at the same club, seeing Pixies or somebody, Galaxy 500. You know, bands that we were into back in the day. So,
right. But now, did he go to Berkeley? Like
he did not.
Okay.
Because
you did.
I did. Yes. I actually, it's funny because someone told me the other day, like, you actually graduated from Berkeley. There seems to be a difference, you know? And that's not a success gauge at all out there, people. So don't feel like if you have to go that you have to graduate, you know, because, are there some awfully successful people that never graduated. They just went until they got what they needed and then jetted.
Took off.
But
I actually
did graduate.
Right,
so
right.
In songwriting.
Well, and that's probably allowed you to actually get jobs.
Yes.
Right.
It actually has.
Yes,
real world
that.
Jobs.
Yeah, it's real world jobs. Like I'm a rock star.
I've gotten some really good like artist in residence things, some teaching gigs.
Some, yeah. See,
it helps
there you
with
go.
My private.
Kudos to education.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I just, as most of us, I just got done doing my taxes.
Uh-huh.
So it's really funny, like with the tax people, they always just look, they get a little more excited when they do my taxes because they're like, oh my gosh, I've never done a guitar depreciation. Like, you know, these tax people, they just get all excited. And I love it because I just sit back. I'm like,
That's right.
Make me feel like a rock star while you're doing my taxes. That's great for my ego. Thank you.
That's
you know?
That's great.
Yeah. Yes, these miles, you know, to Charleston and Knoxville and Nashville are tax deductible. Yes, they are. Thank
that's
you.
Right.
Because, of course, I always wonder, you know, it's like, what's tax deductible? What's not. I never, you know, I'm like a lot of people, like it's such a, and it changes every year.
I know it.
So, I had a rocking time at the tax office the other day. Just want to let everybody know. Kind of the highlight of my week. That's the kind of guy I am.
You know, we live hard. We party hard.
Yeah. All that hard living.
Oh yeah. All right. So how about rocking out for me today?
All right. I'd be happy to.
Now that you've rocked out at the tax office.
Yeah, exactly. So
we got you. Look at you. You go. You
am
got
I ready?
All
you
right.
Know.
And I feel like you are a little bit of a belter. You remember?
I do belt. Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Okay.
I will. Yes.
Okay.
Actually,
yeah,
let
move
me
that.
Move the chair a
Thank
little bit in case
you.
I.
Yeah. Because
you know.
I remember now, you are a belter. So.
Yeah. No kicking over chairs during the live radio broadcast. So this is a song called Dynamite Love. Speaking of blasting and all that stuff. So hope y'all enjoy it. Turn it up. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Woo-hoo. Thought it time I came around. Set it up, let it out. Whoa, limit or not. Fire a spark, they're ready to start this dynamite love. There's no better time to
cross that line, there's nobody left to lose. The radio blasts off some fine Sinatra tunes. Turn it up. Whoa, your reaction, what hell you decide? Belly laugh, final cry, well limited night, in circles of light. I've loaded my hands in the dark, we'll fire a spark. They're ready to start this dynamite love. There's no better place to pick up the pace. I'm ready right here, right now. Just give me the chance to chase you round and round and around and around and around. Well, they take this life and make it mad. I'm all those all that I've done so far. It's laying a bunker in the cold. You're laying tonight, wide open, my hands in the dark, we'll fire a spark, they're ready to set it up, so limited tonight, in blankets of white, I'm rolling, my hands in the dark, we'll fire a spark, they're ready to start this dynamite love.
Woo! Rocking now. Ooh. May I ask, is
yes.
that autobiographical?
Somewhat. Of course. Of course. As I turn red. Of course.
You really do.
Yeah, I'm a blusher.
Yes,
I'm a blusher.
You are. Yeah, you got like body blush.
Totally.
All right.
Well, that's a lot of fun.
You know what? Some lucky few get to write songs about stuff like that, my love.
It's fun. I mean, you know, one buddy of mine was just like, boy, you were having fun when you wrote that song. That's just pure fun, you know.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, it is fun. It is fun. So
yeah.
I just take moments and the moments. And the funny thing about songwriting is, you know, other things may come into the moments, but you as an artist kind of pick and choose
tweak it to make it whatever
right.
you want to say.
Exactly.
That's right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And
so something that was like meh can be like oh
yeah,
or
exactly.
something that's
right. So
or it's, when it's your fault, it can be their fault.
Exactly. Exactly. So you could just spin it ever how you want. No, it's you know, this was one of those songs that musically it just sort of came from that sort of rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's one of those things. Is it an original rhythm? I don't know. I mean, you know, all
right.
I know is
it's love, baby.
It's got that
like let's do this.
Yeah, and it's got a longer phrase, so uh-huh. there's a little more of a there are patterns within the patterns,
mm-hmm.
and I mean, because I'm a rhythmic person.
Uh-huh.
I love.
And so, do you start when you're writing? You're starting with the sort of rhythm in the music.
Yeah, it's rhythm and music.
Are you writing the same way they taught you at Berkeley, or have you?
I've tweaked.
Because I'm sure they were like, "This is how we're doing it."
Absolutely.
Right.
It's very, you know, and it's funny because last year I went back to see some old. I shouldn't say old. Sorry, guys. Some
former
professors of mine, and I'm sure they're old too. yeah. So aren't we all
older and wiser?
Like
and it's
just
fine wine.
I tell you what, seeing these guys in action after you know, so let's see, about 17, 18 years since I've been there. So. Seeing these guys in action, it's so neat to see, like, in some ways, they're just...
A different perspective.
Yeah, and they are like, well, because they were kind of new when I was there,
uh-huh.
and they're just like well-oiled machines now.
I bet.
It's very neat seeing their teaching style, and, I mean, it's still them, you know.
Yeah.
And songwriting is a lot of the same thing, I think. You sort of evolve, and you... and you take the rules, and then you break the ones that you need to break.
And you ban the other ones.
You've got to ban the other ones, yeah, because you're just sort of like you have to...
Make it yours.
Right, right. Right,
that's the whole point.
But yeah, but the a lot of the point of doing it is, and going to school or learning or picking up a book or whatever, is just sort of being like, okay, I need to get from point A to point B, and I've got these ideas for songs. So how do I get from there to a cohesive, you know, sort of song or set of songs, and how do I get to that? So you know, it's tools and things that you really,
and you pick up new tools.
Yes, always. And I needed, me personally, I always felt like I needed more lyrical help than I needed.
So you really are more rhythm. For
sure. I can't. Yeah, I really came from a, like, if it were up to me, I would just, because I'm like ideas and songs and songs and music. But the lyrics, I knew I wanted to do it, but it was like, it didn't come naturally to me. I was not one of
but
these people.
But you wanted to be a songwriter.
Exactly.
You didn't want to just be a musician.
Right. Okay. I wanted to write songs and speak to people, and that sort of magic of, you know, phonetically sounding, pleasing to the ear, but also communicating and also sort of relating to people. That's some magic stuff, don't you think?
Oh,
yeah. I mean, that's powerful stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. When people are like writing down your lyrics and quoting it like it's poetry. And
singing back.
Yeah.
Like, that song that goes blah, blah, blah. And it's like, oh my gosh, I didn't know you heard that.
I think that, I mean, as long as we're all speaking the same language. Right. I mean, if you're talking about multi-languages, then of course it becomes more difficult. But I think it's everyone can sort of grasp the words and at least sing along. Even if someone feels like, I'm not musical,
right,
I can at least sing along with that.
Yeah, and that's why, too, I think that, I mean, some music people would say it's not important. But from a songwriting point of view, I think that a hook is very important. The lyric that goes behind that hook better be something that you're wanting to say or that people are going to get and relate to.
Yeah, because they're going to be repeating it over and over.
Yes.
Well, and you know, and I mean, we get older and more pompous, really. Right. But I mean, think about when I was like younger and like tween or whatever, you know, it was all about the lyrics for me and relating to that. And so I feel like that's like almost like the first, you know, there's like, I like the music but really feeling like that gets me.
I've always heard, and you know, I feel like that it's true for the most part, is that most of the time with songs, it's like the music or the hook that kind of gets you in there, but it's the lyrics that'll keep you around with that song, you know?
Because
after a while, the music, you could sort of be like, okay, well, that's just, you know.
Right, yeah.
There it is.
Yeah.
But the words just tend to have more of a longer, you know, life, because if it's something you can relate to, and you know, or a great story.
Yeah.
You know what? I love story songs. I don't do a whole lot of them, but
I know,
they're hard.
Love it. And like thematic albums, I'm always like, whoa!
Yes, albums that have like, you know.
The whole, everything.
Like, there's the theme again. Right. Like, what? How do they do that?
I know,
tying it all in.
I know.
It's magical. Love
it
that stuff.
Is.
Love
I
it.
I know. Yay. All right. Well, let's, speaking of loving stuff, let's do some more rocking out.
That'll be fine by me.
All right. What else you got, Michael?
I'm gonna do Alibi. So this was off of the last EP that came out off the charts. So I loved the double meaning that I used with it. I don't know if anyone else got it, but I got it.
All right. So we
off
all
the
be
charts.
Listening.
Off the charts, meaning, you know, yeah, all the songs are very, you know, energetic and sort of off the charts, quote unquote. But at the same time, I don't think this is ever going to make any Billboard charts, you know?
Billboard, that was my Schmilboard.
Exactly.
Those people pay good money to be on Billboard. They got working it for them.
That's something, Louise, that I'm seeing more and more, is how people
the business
pay
of music
for likes and followers and fans and presence, you know, online, and people pay to go to clubs to see bands.
Well,
it's weird.
I mean, I think, like, sure, every once in a while there are some talented musicians that just everything comes together and they get really lucky. But I think often, you know, you need that marketing piece.
Yes.
And you need someone that knows how to work it.
Yeah, it's part of it. It is part of it. So, but yeah, it's a funny, like, I noticed how that is. But anyway, enough about that. I'm just ready to play, and I'm ready to sort of drown out the screaming that's going on in the background for some reason. So I'm ready to scream myself.
Alibi.
Yeah, let's do some alibis.
All right.
Come on, baby.
Going down, down. Caught in your trap, lost in your time warp. Making my way through the mud. It's time to discover something that I don't know. 2, 3, oh, come on, baby, watch this. Cabo blow. Oh, now you're walking over time. Hanging on for an alibi. Another lie. Say so much about your life. Hanging on by an alibi. Whoa, oh, 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 oh. Caught in the act, you're walking that tightrope. You're headed straight for a third. Well, how do you hover? Something's gotta go. Oh, and now I can have a time. Hanging on by an alibi. Another life. Hanging on by an alibi. Things you don't say, say so much about your life. Hanging on by an alibi. Bunk alibi. Another lie. Hanging on by an alibi. Things you don't say. Say so much about your life. Hanging on by an alibi. Things you don't say. Say so much about your life. And games that you play. Say so much about your life. Hang on, baby. Going down, down. Should I drop another line? A line, a line. Should I drop another line? A line, a line. Should I drop another line?
Ow! That song is rocking.
Thanks.
Yeah, I love that one.
It rocks nonstop, right?
Yeah, no, I like it. And, you know, I think it rocks pretty deep because the things you don't say tell so much.
About your life.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's one of those hook lines. You better say something that means something.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's one of those songs about people who are just dirty dealing,
ooh,
you know.
Oh, those people. And in the music business, I'm sure you have met quite a few of those.
Yes, yes.
Right?
People that just
make you want to wash your hands.
Yeah, they're so polished in some ways, you know. And they're doing some shady stuff in the background.
Yeah.
So yeah, you know, I mean, we all sort of as we grow, we sort of, I mean, sooner or later, we're going to come across people that are very charming and very, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But it's sort of like they're doing stuff.
Yeah, that yeah. You're just yeah, like, they're wait, so on.
This is so unethical what yeah. they're doing.
Yeah.
And that, maybe that's part of me being a teacher and I don't know, people.
That whole ethics.
Yeah,
right?
we're pretty ethical bunch, I think.
Yeah, uh-huh,
I mean, we're
uh-huh.
pretty idealistic.
I know. It's that self-evaluating what you're constantly doing. And then if you're doing that, then of course you're just going to be, yeah, you're going to yeah. be thinking. And
you know, it's a funny thing. And this is, y'all can quote me on this. Like, I was in Nashville a couple of months ago and a couple of like veteran songwriters, really, really strong guys, Ed Beaver and Tom Bresch, these guys that have just written for country artists and all this good stuff. But anyway, they were sort of like saying to me, like, I just don't know how you have the patience for, you know, children, like teaching children, like how do you get that patience? And I was like, I don't see how people can have the patience for dealing with adults in the music business all day.
How do you have the patience that you write a song and then someone else comes in, like changes two words and then puts their name first?
You guys are like Monday through Thursday or Monday through Friday in Music Row, like dealing with someone saying, could you make this song 7% less about trucks and 13% more about drinking? I mean, you know, it's so like, wow.
Yeah.
So see, it's all perspective. I mean, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm like that. Yeah. I'm like, you know, people say, you know, patient. How do you have the patience for children? And I'm a little more drawn to that. So, you know.
Their honesty.
Yeah.
They will totally tell you.
Yes, they will. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, they're looking to you for some guidance.
Sure,
And that's great for the ego too, isn't it,
Absolutely.
Louise?
But I always remember, I learned just as much.
Exactly.
I learned just as much as they do. Boom. I got a long time ago, I realized I'm not just teaching you.
Right.
You're teaching me too.
See, there's so much to that.
Yeah.
That is so true.
Yeah, yeah.
It helps me grow as a person. It really
does. So
does
that mean you've never tried to do the Nashville songwriting thing? That's never been what you wanted to pursue with
the
songwriting?
I'm still trying it. I mean, it's one of those things. It's like, hey, that's great.
Okay.
I mean, you know.
Okay.
I meet,
try it all.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I dabble in it, but
you're a dabbler.
You know, yeah. Last time I was there too, I had a lady, and she was like, maybe your approach is the approach. She's like, because I'm here all the time, and she was like, I don't feel like I get as much done as before she moved there, and then would come like as every couple of times a year.
And,
like
and
I
so,
do.
What you're doing? You're just coming to town. You're all business.
Yeah,
you're getting it done.
If you live somewhere, it's more day to day, and you're just worried about bills and things like that.
Going to the grocery store.
Yeah,
yeah.
But like, I'm going back in June, and I know. Well, I've only got 3 or 4 days, so I better get a lot done. So it's like you plan it a little more.
Yeah, you know.
Some people just move to Nashville and just become like that cliche of like, you know, alcoholic, like,
yeah, let's not do that.
Let's not do that.
That's boring.
I don't want that.
I don't want that t-shirt.
No. That t-shirt is like tattered.
Smelly.
Yeah. It's old. We don't need that.
All right. Well, you know what? Before we go on, let's tell people about your online.
Oh, yeah.
I'm
so glad you said that, Louise. Because my fiance, Elizabeth, and I were actually last night working on my new website.
Oh, hello,
yeah.
Elizabeth. For getting that going on. She's good
like
for you.
She is superb for me.
Yeah.
She is like, I just, you know, I
all
just,
right. So
it's one of those things
where she was like, huh, let's get this done now.
How did, yeah. And otherwise I would just be like, well, I bought the domain and it's out there floating, but if you got on it, it would look like, what is this? You know, like, is this a modeling agency? Like, cause it's just a template. It's hilarious. But anyway, it's michaeldaughtry.com. That's kind of easy to remember,
yes,
right?
Yes, but
michaeldaughtry.com. You guys can also listen to songs on Bandcamp. My Bandcamp is michaeldaughtry.bandcamp.com. I'm on Facebook, like a lot of us. That is facebook.com/michaeldaughtrymusic.
Okay.
Don't just get on Michael Daughtry because, you know, then it's a friend and then it's like, then I have that I don't know this person. Should I? should I?
Right, but the musician in you is much friendlier.
Yes. Well, but the musician in me would also be like, is this person in the record industry? Should I accept their friend request? Even though, you know, no, it doesn't work like that in reality. Right, but right. Yeah, and I'm on Twitter too, of course. Michael Daughtry, Twitter.
Okay, so basically.
All that stuff.
If they look for Michael Daughtry.
They bet, yeah.
But D-A-U-G-H-T-R-Y.
That is exactly it.
Okay.
We've had, there are many variations of that name as
yeah,
as
well,
you
that's
know,
why
especially
I was,
here
yeah.
in the South.
Yes. Yeah, we like to throw extra E. In there
and Y's and two R's and take out the G-H. I've seen a D-A-U-T-R-Y. I've seen that one.
I haven't seen that one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. That was down in Alabama. So who knows? Yeah. we all different variations of the name, but D-A-U-G-H-T-R-Y.
All right. Awesome. Okay. So people can find your online presence. And now that we've discussed that, how about some more music?
Absolutely. Sounds good to me. I'm going to do another new track. It has not been released.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. I've played it a little bit. Yeah. You actually heard me play it a few months ago at our
songwriters. With the songwriter thing?
Yeah. Yay. Yeah. So, and it's called Hey Little League. Coming out for the Little League season. So, you know, just in time, right?
Now, did you play Little League? Or your Little League
terribly.
But you did?
I enjoyed it, yeah. But
that's all right.
I ran to third base. Uh-huh. I was always, maybe it's because I'm left-handed, but I always felt like, okay, I need to run to third base, not first.
And you are southpaw, but you play
lefty.
You do. You
total
play
lefty,
lefty
style. Yeah, and I buy lefty guitars and have to pay a little extra for it.
But that's how you learned, and you never can you play the other way?
No.
Okay.
Not at all.
Okay.
You don't want me to.
Okay.
Trust me.
Okay.
But this is Hey Little League. Yeah, and I could share stories about being a left-handed, you know, trying to the glove. Which hand does the glove go in? It's constant.
Oh.
So anyway. Mm. But yeah, I played, but just not very well.
Okay.
But here we go.
All right. Woo! Hey, Little League.
Hey, Little League, play a game for me. Well, what you gotta say? Batter up again, batter for the win. Hey, I'm alive when you come alive. Heads up, double, another run, get another one. Beginnings are up and the bases are loaded and things get emotional. That's enough, time to shake every hand goodnight. You got the heart of a lion. Fight back the tears of a child. And do it all again, cause how this game plays out, it's all that will count. Hey, Little League, make a memory. Make me wanna stay till summer bends or the season ends. They're polishing off all the plates on the diamonds. Oh, and everything is shining. Fever pitch, it's a curveball and it's on fire. They're alive, going wild. Just sticking out like your sore thumb now. You came to wear your heart. Those home runs jump up and down. Hey, Little League, make a memory. Make me wanna stay till the summer bends. Battle for the win. Hey, I'm alive when you come alive. Heads up, fly ball. Get it now. Get it now.
Nice. I love Fly Ball. Yeah, that's great. So what inspired that song then? Because it's been a while since you played Little League. Yeah. So I'm thinking it wasn't fresh in your...
It was going, it's sort of seeing my
closer
fiance.
To the mic, please, while you're talking.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, thank you.
My fiance was...
Elizabeth.
Yes. Her nephews play like Little League ball and stuff.
And
so
that just sort of triggered
things, games. And it was just like, it's just fun, that energy. That I mean, it's a combination of they know that school's letting out pretty soon. The summer's coming.
Yeah.
The energy, like I should have talked more about like the sound of the insects and stuff. I mean, every little thing, it's such a sense memory when you go back to see like a Little League game.
Yeah. So, but that was it. You went back and you saw it, and that triggered. Okay. Because I was thinking, it's been a while. I wonder what started this. Yeah. Okay.
So just fun stuff. That energy. I was just like, This reminds me of this would make a great song, and not everyone, I mean, there are some baseball songs, but
League. And that's why I was thinking, I don't think I know another Little League song. Hello, Little League. Yeah. Why don't you buy this one?
Exactly. So I like, and that's kind of my style of songwriting in a lot of ways now. I like to do things that are a little more not the traditional things that you hear songs about.
Right.
And, there's not much of a market for that, but at the same time, maybe there is. Who knows?
Right. And
you don't think about markets.
To yourself. Yeah. Yes.
You don't think about markets when you're in the zone of songwriting.
Yeah.
So I can't.
No, that's not very.
That's
fun.
So weird when
that's
people
like
do
work.
That. Yeah, it's like work. What's the point?
Right.
If it's work, I mean.
Yeah.
But I love it, and I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Yeah, that's very fun. Very fun. I'm looking at the time. I'm thinking we got time for one more. We've got another one on the CD, and that one's like 4 minutes. So how about you got another live one?
Yeah, sure enough. I'll do a short one since, if time is a little bit of a concern.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're good on time. I just want to make sure that we have time for the other as well.
Yeah, so I'm going to do a song called Share the Night.
Okay, Share the Night.
When we have to be alone, why do we have to be alone? We're writing a final epitaph. When the party has to end, why does it really have to end? Oh, I haven't noticed in a while. Share the night all over. Pictures in the folder. Won't you share the night? It's only just begun. Whoa, share the night all over. There are some pictures in that other folder. Won't you share the night? Why do you have to run? Did you see the one of you? What was it you were trying to do? It's in the thanks for coming fine. Did you see the one of us? What was that you were trying to do? I haven't noticed in a while. Share the night all over. Pictures in that folder. Won't you share the night? It's only just begun. Whoa, share the night all over. There are some pictures in that other folder. Won't you share the night? Why do you have to run? Did you share the night? Why do you have to run?
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Very nice.
It's a little different, right?
Yes, it is.
I get laid back every once in a while.
knew you had some laid back in you somewhere.
Yeah, somewhere.
I think that it's might not have been all. The first time I've seen it.
Right, right. It's not all boom, 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 boom. That's not such a boom, boom, boom song.
Yeah. That's after the boom, boom. We're getting ready for the boom, boom.
You said it, I didn't.
No, that wasn't me. All right, so you are listening to WCOM LP Chapel Hill in Carrboro. Michael, thank you so much for coming on Licks and Lyrics. It has been awesome, awesome, awesome. And I want to remind everybody that you can sponsor WCOM or underwrite WCOM or donate to WCOM by going to the WCOM website, which is WCOMFM.org. Or if you just want to like somehow give part of your money to WCOM without actually doing anything, you can just go over to the Hickory Tavern and have a drink on Thursday, May 7th from 5 to 10 p.m. And 10% of their food sale totals from receipts will be donated to WCOM, which is a nonprofit, all-volunteer community radio station serving Carrboro, Chapel Hill, and let's face it, the world.
Pretty much the world.
That's right. I know you're streaming out there.
They are.
Stream it.
I have some folks streaming.
I've got they some better folks be streaming anyway. Too. That's yeah. right. And I did record part of the podcast. I was like, oh, wait, I'm not recording. So at one point, we are on. Yeah. So
good.
Part of this it's recorded for posterity.
Fantastic. Fantastic.
So, yes. So I've had a great time with you, Michael Daughtry, and you can find out more about Michael Daughtry in the usual online suspects.
Get on MichaelDaughtry.com next week. We'll have some shows up. Got some lots of shows this summer coming up.
I'm
excited about
very, very exciting shows.
So.
Yeah, this time of year, there is some real fun live music outside to enjoy.
Just throw a dart. Well, don't throw a dart at a songwriter, but throw a dart on the map.
And then go find some songwriters.
And then find a songwriter.
That sounds much, much better. Yeah. All right, so let's see. We have one more song queued up.
Oh, yeah.
And so what you got? What's on this?
Well, this is
next?
This was this is a song called Devil.
Oh my.
And
After Share the Night.
Yeah, and it's all it's a romp. It's just a fun song. It's one of those songs, listen to the lyrics before you judge what the song's about. You'll get what the song's about. There's no underlying meaning.
Okay. All right. No secret meaning.
No. Just rock out.
Oh, just rocking out with the devil.
Yeah. You'll just have to hear the song. I can't explain it.
Okay. All right. So here we go. Thanks again, Michael. Here is Michael Daughtry's Devil on WCOM.
Just
You are listening to WCOMLP, Chapel Hill and Carrboro. You have been listening to Licks and Lyrics, and The Heroes of Hokum is coming up now.